Brian has had an unbelievably accomplished golf career. I don't know if everyone understands the many events that he participated and won. He was the number one amateur in the country, won the U.S. Junior Amateur, won the Players Amateur, has been on two Walker Cups, won the Porter Cup at 22 under par. Might have used that to remember as he went 20 under last year. He had top 10 finishes and 11 of 14 starts on the developmental tour, e-golf tour. Played for the University of Georgia, where last year there were six winners on the PGA Tour from the University of Georgia. So you can imagine how competitive a team that was, what kinds of situations, high-level golf situations that all of those players have been in, and I'm sure that Brian would say that those experiences helped him get ready to succeed on the PGA Tour. We all enjoyed last year on the 72nd hole, his then fiancée Kelly running out on the green. They've since got married on a day that we will never forget, because Amy Finn in our office also got married on December 13th, 2014. If you write that out, it's 12-13-14. I'm told that there are a lot of people that got married that day, but it's obviously a big deal. I heard Brian today talk about how balanced his life is and how happy he is, and we're just happy that he's here. Brian Harmon, our defending champion. A few comments.
Well, I want to clear one thing up about that wedding date. My wife wanted to get married the last weekend in October. That's the Georgia-Auburn weekend. I said, babe, no one's going to show up our way. We got to get married every week. Yeah, it's kind of funny. Claire mentioned Jeremy, my agent. He's here, and what he does for us is unbelievable. We were talking in the parking lot, and he goes, you know, he's involved with a lot of these media days, and he said, this is crazy how many people show up for this one. And I think that's a testament to how important this tournament is to this area. It shows how much everyone here enjoys golf, enjoys good golf, and the support that the tournament gets from it, it's unbelievable. And it's an honor to be the champion of a tournament like that, to feel the support. And I can't thank y'all enough for that. So big round of applause for everyone that showed up today. It's really cool. Really cool. Claire also alluded to the fact that I played with Zach a few years ago and watched him win, and that was really the first time that I'd gotten in contention in a PGA Tour event. So I can't really describe the feeling that I had last year to come back and, like you said, get the job done. And it was an experience I'll never forget. And John Deere will always have a special place for me, and I can't ever imagine not wanting to come back to this golf tournament. It's one of my favorites, and I really enjoy the area. Obviously, I'd been a little bit involved before with Mr. Onaveras, and I just love it around here. Y'all got great beef around here.
Brian, you got it going here last year. How hard is it to keep it going with the Barracudas you're playing against week in, week out on the shore?
It's what I've always dreamed about doing. I mean, that's part of the challenge is to get up every week. It's hard sometimes with the travel, and there's distractions, the stuff that, you know, it's not like when my mom and I would just get in the car and go to a junior golf tournament. You know, I'd be so ready to get out of the car that I couldn't help but play golf and stay out there a little longer. But, you know, obviously now I'm married and I got a great wife, and it's good being home. So sometimes it is tough, but I do love what I do. I love the work. I love playing, and I love the competition. So.
And guys have come in here and told us after they win this tournament, especially if it's their first win, when you go out on tour as a champion, after that things are different. Your pairings are different. People look at you differently. How has it been since you won this tournament?
It's one of those things where you finally feel like you belong. You know, obviously the tee times are better. You know, you start getting into the tournament a little bit earlier, if that makes any sense. It just, you feel like that you're more a part of the tournament sometimes. Your first year on tour, you've got these tee times where you're like last off, and then the next year after you keep your card, you're first off, and so you're not really really in, you know, with the crowd and all that kind of stuff. So it's definitely an adjustment, but it's a very good adjustment. It's very positive. So it was a big deal for me.
I know you're a little bleary-eyed from your long night, but you're a little dazzled when you drive into this place realizing that you held off a couple of Masters champions, a British Open champion, and won this thing last year. Does it stoke you to come back this year?
A lot of memories coming back. I remember Zach and I are dear friends. He lives on St. Simons, and we did a little Q&A last year at a course that we're members of, Ocean Forest, down in St. Simons. And someone asked him, like, you know, something about a certain golf tournament. He goes, well, there's a tournament last year. I go out, I played unbelievable, and I shoot, you know, whatever. And I thought there's no way I wasn't going to win this golf tournament. And he goes, and he won. So Zach's a very gracious gentleman, and I'm glad to call him a friend. And we talk about golf, and he's given me a lot of great advice. So to be able to hold him off out here was a real confidence booster.
If I can follow up, this is a very deceptive layout. You'll see low scoring and you'll think cakewalk. Not really, not in the least.
Wow, that last hole sure played pretty hard last year. I mean, I had a 6-iron in over water trying to hang on to a 2-shot lead. So I don't necessarily equate low golf scores to somehow or another the golf course being easy. It's just that the guys are good. I mean, the guys are hitting it 300 and some odd yards and hitting it really straight and making a lot of putts. Like, I don't get where that's a bad thing. That's fun to watch, you know. That's one of the great things about Augusta is the back nine roars. They're not roaring because the guy's making a 24 for bogey, you know. They're making eagles and birdies, and that's what's so exciting about this place. And I personally wish golf would be a little bit more like that sometimes.
Brad, what is it about your college program that prepares you to come out here and all you guys to come out here and be as successful as you?
Well, it depends on who you ask. You ask Coach Hack, he'll say his extensive coaching. But I honestly think that it's in the South, so we got great weather. And Kevin Kisner, who's been very close this year, and he will win eventually, he was kind of the first guy. He was a South Carolina guy, and he came to Georgia. And I was friends with Kevin. Chris Kirk was friends with Kevin. Brendan Todd was friends with Kevin. And then after those guys, it was Hudson Swafford, Harris English. We were all friends. I was kind of the middle guy in all this. So Kevin goes there, then Kirk decides to go there, then Brendan decides to go there. So I was like, well, I'm going to go play with all my buddies. It could have just as easily been anywhere else. We were friends. We grew up playing junior golf together. We all wanted to play golf together, and it just happened to be at the University of Georgia, so it worked out.
Advice that you got to use that. What are some of those tidbits, and what's been the best advice that you got?
I think probably the best advice, I asked him after I watched him win this golf tournament. He shot 6-under. I'll never forget it because I was hitting it so well. It was my rookie year, and I'm hitting it 10 or 15 yards by him, and that's being generous. I was sitting in front of him. But he just wiped the floor with me, and it was making putts. And I asked him, I said, Zach, what do I need to do to kind of, you know, move up to the next level? He goes, you just didn't quite look like you belong. You were being very respectful and kind of trying to get out of my way. He's like, that's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to play your game. He's like, and not worry about anybody else. He's like, I felt like that you were kind of letting the moment take care of you and you not trying to, you know, put your foot down. So it was pretty interesting. Nice of him to say that.
Have you asked Steve Stricker for any advice how to defend here and then potentially defend again and again?
No, old Strick, he's a beauty. I played a practice round with him a couple weeks later at the PGA, and he was – I've played with him a pretty good amount of times. He hasn't really given me any advice just yet, but he's a great champion. He's one heck of a golfer, I know that.
The last year you became a member of an elite club and won a big tournament and won this tournament. Do you get a sense of how special this tournament is when someone like Jordan Spieth wins the Masters and one of the first comments he makes around that time is, I'll be back in the
championship? I'm not surprised by that at all. I mean, you look at the caliber of player that have won this golf tournament over the years, and I mean, it's a good test of golf, and it takes really good golf to win here. I mean, there's no, you know, and the weather's always good, so you've always got low scores, so the guys have got to play well. And so I'm not surprised that, you know, you've had some really great champions here.
And the way he has been able to help you,
looks like he makes a lot of putts to me. He's got a hot putter. He's on a heater, man. He's great for the game. He's extremely popular. He makes everybody looks at, and that's just part of it, man. He's a great guy. He really is, and he's a lot of fun to play with. He's great for the game because he cares about this tour. You know, he's not out chasing a bunch of appearance fees and all over the world. You know, he cares about this tour. He wants to play this tour, and I think that's great, especially for the youth in American golf. It's like, I think it's a great example to set that, you know, you win a tournament or you like a tournament, you keep playing. You don't go chasing, you know, all these different stuff around everywhere.
He's got like a top 10 every week.
Yeah, he's on a heater, man. He's killing it.
Do you see yourself in the same mold in terms of allegiance to this tour, not chasing those other things?
I think we have an obligation to this tour. This tour gives us a platform to perform for a lot of money. I mean, there's no getting around it. And the opportunity they present us and what we can do, what we do for the communities. I mean, you mentioned all the money that goes to charity, and for every top player that plays in a tournament in the United States, it's a big deal. It's a big deal for the community. I think that's really important.
Brad, we're just a couple weeks away from the U.S. Open. Obviously, it's going to be a new course for a lot of guys. Have you ever been there? Have you practiced? What's your preparation for a major, especially if it's a course you haven't?
I haven't practiced any downhill tee shots, what I keep hearing about over there. Somebody's really going to like it. I know that. It's an open championships. It's going to be hard. It's always hard. They set it up hard. I guess trying to make a lot of pars somewhere would be the best way I could prepare for it. It's just golf, man. You try to hit as many fairways as you can. You try to hit it on the greens. And a guy with a really good short game usually has a really good chance in his open because you just can't hit enough greens to really run away with it most times.
Have you signed up for the Jet, and what are your thoughts on the British Open?
The British Open is a really cool golf tournament. I had so much fun over there last year. I was obviously still riding a high from this week. Maybe had one too many beers on that Jet. So. But,
a bottle of champagne.
I'm looking forward to hopefully being back at the British Open. It's a really fun, and that's a great perk for this golf tournament, having that plan getting over there. It's so hard to get over there without it that it's a no brainer.
Brian, are you gonna have Coach Hatch on speed dial when you get here?
Coach Hack?
Only if I need
a ride to the golf course or something.
Can you speak to the memory of hearing the bagpipes here and whistling away to the British Open, other than the beer part of it?
It was such a blur last year because obviously I was just on cloud nine, finishing that golf tournament off the way I did. That I've got little pieces of it. And I can remember coming up here and the big party that was going on and just rushing, trying to get everything situated to get on the plane. But it was just a great end to a great week for me. It was really, really special.